Back in the day, insurance agents visited with their clients around the kitchen table to collect premiums and discuss coverage. Nowadays, people are more concerned with convenience and price without really understanding what they're purchasing. Our goal for each show is to bring some of that kitchen table conversation back in order to help our listeners understand their coverage and how it relates to their particular situation. We would like to mention that every insurance company is a little different as far as their policies and coverage. Please contact your insurance company for more information on your particular situation. And now, let's talk insurance. Hello, and welcome once again to Let's Talk Insurance, the weekly podcast where we share with you all things insurance. I am Matt. We are from M. Vanderplow Insurance Agency, located in beautiful downtown Zeeland, Michigan. If you're anywhere in the Lake Michigan Lakeshore area, you can give us a call, 616-396-1497. Anywhere else in the state of Michigan, you can call us toll-free, 1-800-968-1497. Visit us on the web. Doesn't matter if you're on a desktop, laptop, smartphone, or tablet. It's all the same address, and that's mvpinsure.us. That's mvpinsure.us. If you want to send us an email, you could do that too. mvpinsagency@gmail.com. That's mvpinsagency@gmail.com. Well, this weekend, we took a trip down near the border of Michigan and Indiana to pick up a new family member. My wife and I and our kids have been looking for adding another dog to our household. One of our previous animals, Jackson, he was a Chihuahua Dachshund, passed away at the end of October from pancreatic cancer. And our other dog, a two-year-old Chinese pug named Chloe, has been really depressed. We call him the old man. The old man loved her. She loved the old man. Even though he couldn't play with her a lot, they still spent time together and snuggled up together. And it was just really, really a special bond between those two. And when he passed away at the end of October, we could tell that Chloe was really depressed and down, and she was sleeping a lot and eating sporadically. So we had been on the hunt looking for a companion for her for quite a while. Well, it happened at the end of October. November and December show up, and of course, that's Christmas puppy season, where there are ads all over the place for these animals, and people are wanting, outrageous amounts of money for these puppies. And it's due to the quote-unquote Christmas puppy syndrome, where, somebody wants to get their kid a puppy for Christmas. People are going to be charging top dollar as much as they can for that. So I was starting to get a little bit down by the whole process. We had decided we didn't want to go back to get a rescue dog. We didn't know how many problems Jackson had. We really didn't know how old he was. They could only give us an approximation when we picked him up about how old he was. At that time, he was about, they figured he was about 2 or 3 years old at that point. And he had a few other health issues that we weren't aware of. So we really wanted to, rescue dogs are great. Highly recommend that, go out and get a rescue dog. But this time around, we were looking for a puppy because Chloe is 2 years old. We wanted something, an animal that was close in her age and size in order to, make sure that they were compatible and didn't get overwhelmed with each other. And I came across, a week ago, I came across an ad for somebody that had to give up a six-month-old puppy. The other two dogs were bigger dogs in the household, and they didn't like the puppy and would bully the puppy and bite it. And they didn't want to give it up. It was a great puppy. They just had to because of these two other dogs. The ad, one of the pictures looked exactly like Jackson. It was uncanny. It was just totally crazy. Turns out that this puppy, the six-month-old puppy, was a Jackshund, which is a Jack Russell Terrier mixed with a Dachshund. So she's got the long, thin body, real short squat. She's got coloring of Jack Russell along her neck and down her chest. She's got one ear that points straight up like a Jack Russell. The other one is folded over like a dachshund. Her face and head are like a dachshund. Looked exactly like our previous dog, Jackson. So I inquired on it, and we were the first ones to inquire in the ad. We explained the situation, said that we would love to make her a part of our family. And the lady says, "Can you come down Sunday and pick her up?" So my wife and I drove a little over 2 hours to the Indiana border to pick her up. And she has just been a wonderful, wonderful dog. Very loving, very snuggly, loves to give kisses. Chloe absolutely adores her. They roll around on the floor and they wrestle and they play with their chew toys and they sleep together. And Chloe, I could tell, is just over the moon that she has a new companion. And I think having our new puppy, which we named Bailey Joe, I think having Bailey Joe there and looking a little bit like Jackson helped her assimilate to the new puppy even more. So we're getting back into having a puppy again and figuring out what we need to do. And so I thought, hey, since we got a new puppy, why not share some tips for helping your new puppy adjust to its new home? Now, I found this article from the American Kennel Club. You can go to our website, mvpinsure.us. That's mvpinsure.us. Lower middle landing page, you'll see a blurb for Let's Talk Insurance. Click on that. That'll bring you to our blog. And the blog post for today is going to be entitled New Puppy Tips. And if you happen to click on this and be listening to this podcast later on, easy enough, you just go ahead and click on that link to Let's Talk Insurance. And then in the upper right, you'll see a search archive. Type in New Puppy Tips, and it'll bring you to the article associated with this podcast. Now, pets are great additions to your life. They've been found to help with anxiety, mood, depression, and general overall health. But there is work involved when you decide to add a new puppy to your household. So I found these tips from the American Kennel Club. I'm only going to share a few of them because I want you, of course, to go read the full article. And again, if you go to our website, mvpinsure.us, click on the Let's Talk Insurance tab, it'll get you to the blog post for today and a link to the article from the American Kennel Club. Now, the first one I titled Potty Potty. You need to take your new puppy to the area in your yard that's been designated as their potty spot. Okay. Maybe it's a fenced-in area. Maybe it's an area in the backyard. Somewhere where it's going to be easy to clean up dog doo-doo. And, you know, you don't care if the grass gets discolored from their urine. Okay. Now, when they relieve themselves in that potty spot, you praise them up and down. Say, good job. You know, we always do that. Good job, Bailey Joe. Good girl. Good girl going potty. Keep using that phrase, go potty, go potty, go potty. And eventually that puppy will associate the words go potty with going outside and going potty. So definitely reinforce that, reinforce positive behaviors, praise them up and down, pet them, give them lots of love when they do go potty in the spot where they're supposed to go potty, okay? And obviously you want to, you know, discourage any negative behavior by, you know, if they potty in the wrong spot, then, you know, obviously you need to discipline them. And go to the American Kennel Club and you can get tips on, you know, disciplining your puppy. But definitely reinforce that positive act of them going potty in the potty spot. Now, the second one is chew properly. Now, this is something that we've had to deal with already. Puppies like to chew and gnaw on just about anything. So you need to provide the proper toys for them, okay? They can't be chewing on an old shoe or an old sock or you know, anything like that. You should be getting proper chew toys for them to chew on, just because, you know, an old shoe is going to have some toxic stuff in it, or, you know, the sock could get caught in their throat, you know, so you need proper chew toys for them. Go to the article on the American Kennel Club, because they've got two other articles, sub-articles that you can click on, talking about safe chew toys to purchase for your puppy, and then also how to live with a chewing puppy, because you're going to have a puppy that's going to be chewing on your feet, you're going to be chewing on your hands. We've already dealt with one with Chloe when she was a puppy a couple of years ago, you know, gnawing on her toes and stuff like that, and trying to stop her from doing that. So American Kennel Club has a couple of sub-articles to check out. Again, go to mvpinsure.us, lower middle of the landing page, Let's Talk Insurance, and then look up new puppy tips for access to the article and then the sub-articles to go with it. Third tip I have for you is keep an eye out. You should be keeping tabs on your new puppy. Keep them within your field of vision at all times, okay? Child not seen or heard, that's an issue, you know? If you've got had children or have children, toddlers, little ones, you know that when you hear a bunch of noise and hear them playing and stuff like that, and then it gets quiet, then you know something's up. So you need to go check on your toddler to see what they're doing. Same thing with a puppy. You need to keep that puppy within your field of vision, keep tabs on it at all times, making sure that they're not getting into things they're not supposed to or chewing on things they're not supposed to. They recommend that to get your new puppy assimilated and acclimated to your home, take them with you from room to room so you can keep an eye on them and then allow them to explore the area for themselves. So definitely keep your eyes on your puppy to make sure that they don't get into anything that they're not supposed to, okay? Now, the last tip I have for you is slow down. Now, it's going to be overwhelming for a new puppy to be bombarded, you know, and sensory overload with just all kinds of things that's in their new house. You know, so just take it slow. Introduce them to, you know, one room of your home at a time, one family member at a time. Allow them time to get acclimated as they get used to having more people around. You know, last thing you want to do is just overwhelm the puppy and make them nervous. That's definitely not a good thing to do. So just take it slow, all right? Keep up with the reinforcements, positive reinforcements. If there's unacceptable behavior, obviously you're going to want to correct that. And I recommend going to the American Kennel Club. They've got articles on that for you to discipline your puppy or your dog in the proper way to make sure that you reinforce good behaviors while giving consequences for unacceptable behavior. I don't want to say bad behavior. I want to say unacceptable behavior because they're puppies. You know, they're young. They don't know right from wrong at that point in time. So we need to teach them properly, just like you're teaching a child. You know, you reinforce the good stuff. You deal with the consequences or punishments with the bad stuff. So be sure to check that out. Again, if you go to our website, mvpinsure.us, that's mvpinsure.us, lower middle of the landing page, Let's Talk Insurance. It'll click through to this blog post. And I have a picture of Bailey Joe as the head of our blog post for today. So you can see her. The head is definitely a dachshund. This particular angle has her dachshund ear showing, the one folded over. And then you can see the coloring of the Jack Russell around her neck and down her chest. But she's a beautiful puppy. She's a happy puppy. She's a mischievous puppy. She likes to tease her big sister so that Chloe will play with her. Chloe kind of gets on her, Bailey will give it right back. So I think those two are going to become inseparable pals, and we're very, very thankful for that. But again, I want you to click on through to the blog post so you can read the full article from the American Kennel Club that has many more tips I think there's like four or five more tips for you to check out, as well as there are sub articles within that article on chewing and positive behavior and whatnot. So I want you to go ahead and click on through so you can read that full article. Again, we are from M. Vanderplow Insurance Agency, located in beautiful downtown Zeeland, Michigan. Anywhere in the Lake Michigan Lakeshore area, you can give us a call at 616-396-1497. Anywhere else in the state of Michigan, you can call us toll-free, 1-800-968-1497. Visit us on the web. It doesn't matter if you're on a desktop, laptop, smartphone, or tablet. It's all the same address, and that is mvpinsure.us. That's mvpinsure.us. If you want to send us an email, too, it's easy enough. It's mvpinsagency@gmail.com. Again, that's mvpinsagency@gmail.com. That's going to do it for this week. I want to thank you for tuning in each and every week to Let's Talk Insurance, the weekly podcast. We share with you all things insurance, and I hope you have a very good week. And if you got a new puppy for Christmas, I hope you're enjoying the dickens out of that little one. Take care.